and welcome to Calangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver, and I will be the host of this episode. And joining me is Candace Tice, I believe is how you say the last name.
Yes, ma'am. Candace Tice. Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, please introduce yourself and tell us what position you have with the foundation and what we're going to be talking about today.
So I'm Candace Rutherford Tice. I have been with the foundation for almost exactly 3 months, and my title is the Community Fundraising Specialist. So I work with all of our wonderful volunteer fundraisers on planning and executing their fundraisers that benefit the foundation.
Oh, super good. Tell me why it's important to have these type of fundraisers.
Well, the fundraisers are where we get the money that allow us to do the great work that we do, the research efforts, the advocacy work, all of that type of stuff. So fundraisers are super important because they bring the money to the foundation, but also they bring awareness. People are doing fundraisers in their community. It may be the first time that somebody's ever heard of cholangiocarcinoma. And it's also a really good way to bring people together for a common good and to celebrate people's lives and memories and legacies. So there's so many good parts about doing a fundraiser, and sometimes they're fun.
Well, what's the difference between, say, a fundraising event and a third-party peer-to-peer fundraiser?
Sure. So a third-party peer-to-peer fundraiser could just be something as simple as a Facebook fundraiser or reaching out and sharing, like, oh, there's this campaign that's happening with friends, and then they donate that way. And an event could be something a little bit bigger where you're actually planning an event on behalf of the foundation. So they can be big events or small events, lemonade stands, 5Ks, and they're all help, and they're all great.
What are some examples that we've had for the foundation?
A lemonade stands, 5Ks. Yeah. we have the Quack Out for Cholangio, which happens in Wilmington, Delaware. That's a huge third-party fundraiser, and I believe that's happened for 3 years now by Jan, who's a Cholangio warrior, and her husband, Dean, who's on the board. So that's a big 5K that raises a lot of money and awareness for the foundation. We have Michelle's Hot Peeps, which is another 5K that's been happening for 5 years here in Taylor, Texas. I am working with someone right now who's planning a fashion show in memory of her daughter. We have, a couple of people who do benefit concerts. One just happened in California. We have people who just put on parties and the funds go that way. So there's just so many different things that you could do.
Can somebody who's doing a fundraiser dictate where they want their money to go that they raise?
Absolutely. So you can put money towards just research, towards advocacy efforts. Some people have wanted to sponsor the care kits or the new newly diagnosed program. So you 100% can dictate where you want to put the money. But of course, a lot of people do just put it towards the foundation, and we put it towards the cause that is most pressing at that moment.
So do you have some recommendations if somebody wants to do a fundraiser? I think sometimes that they don't know where to start. So could you help with that?
That's 100% correct. I know a lot of people are like, I want to help and I don't know how. And so I think the first question is, or the first step is, go to our website. You can see what some people have done in the past. And there's also a list on our fundraising page now on the website that says, I want to start a fundraiser. What do I do? And that'll give you some steps. And then also you can reach out to me. So candace.tice@cholangiocarcinoma.org. Maybe we can put that somewhere. It's a big word. So you can reach out to me and I can get you started as well. But the first thing, go to that website, reach out to me, and also just talk to your friends and family. What's something that you enjoy doing? Does the person you want to celebrate enjoy baking? How can you bring that passion to raise money for the foundation? So think about it, talk to your friends, talk to your family, and talk to me, and I'll see how I can help.
Oh, right on. For those just joining us, if you want to start a fundraiser, you can reach out to Candace. Her email is just below in this banner you can see. It's candace.tice@cureCCA.org for those who are just joining us via audio. Those who are watching us, that's there for you as well. But one thing I wanted to ask you is that people want to spread awareness and they want to use the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation logo. What is the process for that?
Sure. So our lovely comms team, maybe you know them, they have a process. So if you go to our website, when you reach out to me, I can put you in contact or put you in the direction of the comms team and the logo request form. But there's also on the website, there's a logo request form where you can fill out, you know, this is what my plan is. This is how I'm planning on using the logo. And then that will be directed to the comms team, and then they'll let you know. And then, of course, if you have any questions and you can't find that, like I said, just reach out to me and then I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, there are denials, and I think that it's okay that if people want to, they can just put a link on their website. But when we deny a logo request, I think because we're talking about it, I just want to let everybody know, if you are actually just selling merchandise and only a portion of the sales are coming to the foundation, we deny the use of our logo for products, basically because we do not endorse companies. We don't endorse services or products. So that's one of the reasons that we would probably deny, but still submit a logo request. You can actually find it on our website, as you mentioned before, cholangiocarcinoma.org, and click on This Is Us. And then you'll scroll and you'll see Online Content Style Guide. And when you click on that, there's a button that says Logo Request Form. So I'm glad that we talked about that, because I think people do want to spread awareness and they want the foundation's name out there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's great. But I think there's something else that I was hoping you could touch on, is there's kind of myths with fundraising. And I think some of that may impact somebody's desire to want to do a fundraiser. Could you dispel some of the myths?
Absolutely. I've talked to so many people, like I said, who've said, I want to help and I don't know how, I don't know where to start, or I'm not sure that I have the network. Maybe I don't have friends who have deep pockets, or maybe I myself don't have deep pockets, or maybe I don't have the time. So a lot of people think that, you know, you have to have $1 million to be a fundraiser or to make an impact. And that's just not true. So if we have, you know, $100 10 times, that's a lot of money. If we have $10 100 times, you know, like, all of that is important. And all of that allows us to do the work that we do at the foundation. So I think that just letting people know that every little bit helps, every amount of effort helps. I mean, and maybe you don't have the time to plan an entire charity ball, but maybe you do have the time to set up a Facebook fundraiser. And I think that that's what I really want people to know and understand, that, you know, their effort is important. And then we are aware and we are mindful that people have busy lives, you know, they have stuff going on. And so maybe not everybody can host a 5K, but maybe they could attend, or maybe they could do a lemonade stand, or maybe they could do a Facebook fundraiser. So every bit of awareness helps, every bit of fundraising helps. And I think that's the main thing that I want people to take away from this talk.
I think that's great guidance, because it gives people options that if maybe they don't want to host a fundraiser, they can go to our events calendar and find what's going on and support someone else's fundraiser. And they can always share on their social media, hey, this is going on. Yeah. It benefits in a, you know, a foundation that is meaningful to me. And so there's other ways that people can contribute to a fundraiser rather than just sponsoring it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even also, so maybe you're not hosting it, but maybe you have a small business and you want some advertising. So you could sponsor a 5K, and then you get your logo on the t-shirt, or, you know, there's so many different things that you could do that would benefit your business and benefit your community and benefit the foundation. So a lot of different things, a lot of different ways, and no, there's no one right way. Like, it all works.
Yeah. And I think it's just important to have fun. I know you mentioned some business owners. You see sometimes when you're going through a drive-through of a mom and pop fast food, and they have like little tip jars out, or, and they'll say like, this is awareness month, and February is cholangiocarcinoma awareness month. And so, you know, maybe even putting out a little jar or something like that so that people can contribute. That's something that business owners can do. So, and that's not doing a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, and then also we've had like wonderful, like, high school football teams. So they'll have like they'll have a football game where this football game, the proceeds goes to a foundation. And then for this game, we pick the cholangiocarcinoma foundation. And that's great. And it's, you know, getting people to hear the name cholangiocarcinoma, allowing them to understand, you know, what this disease is. And also it's giving the kids an opportunity to support the foundation and to do something that, you know, is meaningful. So many great things. Powder puff games, volleyball games, car washes, the list goes on, and it's all fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, sometimes it's not fun and someone's lost a loved one or a dear friend. What can somebody do to memorialize their loved one, or maybe in lieu of flowers for a funeral?
So that's actually something that is a big part of what we do here. So if an individual loses a loved one, they can reach out to me or reach out to Lori Kuechel, and she'll put them in touch with me, and I can create an individualized donation page. And what that does is, it's really great, is because you can share that link in your obituary or with your friends, with your family, and donations will come directly to the foundation in memory of your loved one. And it's a really good way to honor their memory, honor their life, and do something good in a time that's really hard for people. And so that is something that I know that I've talked to people who've set those up, and they're really grateful to have had the opportunity to do something good. So if you are interested in setting up one of those, and it also doesn't have to be in lieu of flowers, it could be like in memory, maybe it's an anniversary, or maybe it's a birthday, or it's a time when you want to be mindful and celebrate the memory of a loved one. That's a great way to do it. And I can always help you set that up as well.
Oh, what a great way to continue a legacy of somebody who is meaningful. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody has worth. And so it's such a important role that you play. And it's kind of a new position. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, so it is pretty new. I've been here for almost exactly 3 months at the end of this week. So it's been fast and slow at the same time. I'm learning a lot. I'm very grateful to be with the foundation. And everybody here is great, as you guys probably know. But my role specifically is to work with the volunteer fundraisers. And so I'm kind of like in charge of all of the fundraising that isn't a CCF program. So whether that be a memorial donation, in lieu of flowers donation, in lieu of wedding gifts or a fundraiser or Facebook, all of the stuff that is not like Candles for the Cure or something like that, that's not a CCF program, is what I'm gonna do. And so I really like this job because my jobs in the past have also been working with volunteers and doing development and marketing work. So this allows me to mush both of those together and work with the volunteers to create these funds and to create this awareness that allows the foundation to do good work. So I love it. All the volunteers have been great so far, and I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to meet more of them.
Well, since you know a lot of our community is going to start working with you a lot more closely, could you tell a little bit more about you and your background and what attracted you to the foundation?
Sure. So my mom is a breast cancer survivor. So I have a connection with cancer like everybody does. But something that I've found to be like very meaningful is everybody's heard of breast cancer. A lot of people haven't heard of cholangiocarcinoma. So I think that, you know, I have a personal connection, but I feel like my story is very different and that my mom did have a lot of resources. And so I think it's important that we give everybody a voice and everybody a chance to share their story. So that is what attracted me to the foundation specifically. I've always been in nonprofit work. So my background, I'm an Appalachian girl. I'm from Virginia, but I live in Texas now. So I miss the mountains. But my degree is in marketing and communications from Virginia Tech, and I have a master's in public administration from Penn State. So all of my jobs have always been nonprofit. They've been development and finance and marketing and trying to find a way to do the strategic big picture part of helping people. That's all I've ever wanted to do is to help people. And so I really like this foundation because it allows me to help people and to use my skills of, you know, planning and talking to people and being a chatterbox to, you know, do something good. So I really like it.
Well, and you're really good at it because you bring so much positive energy. You just energize anybody that you come in contact with. So I really encourage anybody who wants to learn more about fundraising in any shape or form to definitely contact Candace. Again, let's put up her email address and let's read that out loud for those listening. It's candace.tise. It's T-I-S-E. Candace is C-A-N-D-A-C-E. .tise@curecca.org. And if you'd like to learn more information, please go to our website. You can actually find us at curecc.org. We made it a little bit easier for those who struggle with spelling it, cholangiocarcinoma. It is bile duct cancer. It is a rare cancer. And unfortunately, it's on the rise. So the more that we can spread the word, the better. And the more we can fund it, the better. Thank you so much for joining us. Any parting words?
Thank you for having me. It's been great. And I'm hoping to get some emails about people who want to get involved. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Thank you for joining us. And please join us next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.